May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. Well, words are all right as a beginning. For sure, words are important. They can explain and define and communicate knowledge, and they can encourage us and they give us meaning. I love words. But words are never enough on their own. And people's words and actions and attitudes, if they don't match up, it disappoints us, doesn't it? I would like you to think for a moment of a time when somebody made a profound difference to your life. Just hold this moment now and think. Do you have that memory? When they helped you, it might have been their words or it might have been an action, but do you know, it was probably an action. But if it was words, then I guarantee that those words that you felt they were really genuine and borne out by the actions of that person, expressed in actions too. Now, Jesus is described as God's Word, but he had to be made flesh. And our words, our intentions or knowledge or wisdom, they must be made flesh if they are to make any difference to anyone else, any difference in our world. Now, Christmas presents are actually a great illustration of this. My youngest son, Daniel, whenever we talk, and we usually have a chat over WhatsApp, whenever we talk, right at the end, he always says to me, "I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad." They're lovely words. But when he sent me this, I'm really excited about this. This is my present from Dan. And I'm going to take a look at it right now. Wow. He's bought me a beautiful, hardbound edition of one of my favourite books. This is the series His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman, which actually a lot of Christians don't like. But I think it's got a profoundly Christian message, especially in the last book. It's one of my favourites, and I've wanted a really nice, hardbound copy to enjoy for ages. It's a really great present for me. And do you know what this says to me? This says to me that Dan's words, "I love you," really, really mean what they say, because he's put today those words into action. It's only as Jesus came to be a human person, as that Word was made flesh, that the family of God was able to properly begin. And I don't mean just the Holy Family, although that's where it started. You know, after all, at the beginning of Luke's Gospel and at the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, Mary expresses her faith. It's faith our Gospel proclaims today. That let me just remind us what it said. That to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. And as people welcomed and received Jesus the Word in the flesh, they too became the children of God. And if you have welcomed him and received him, you too have become a child of God. And here he is, the beginning of God's words put into action. And as he grew and taught, he gathered his new family together, and he told them to put their words and his words into action too. And we are part of that family, his church. How do you think that we could put Jesus' words into action together in the coming year, do you think? What profound difference could we make to people's lives, both as individuals and together as part of God's family? How could we be part of God's Christmas present, his authentic Christmas present to the world?